Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Morning, here we go.
All right, it's 6:28, let's do it, sports!
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweiser's, other great, delicious things. So when you are gearing up for playoff football, man, you know you got a fridge stocked with delicious goodness from Bud Distributing. There you go.
Stocked.
That's right. Hey, let's rip through some scores real quick. I got a few stories. I'm going to save NFL for next hour. So I got a good NFL story here for you, but
sweet.
Saving it. NHL, last night, Red Wings beat the Sharks 3-2 in overtime.
No. Sharks.
The Sharks.
Sharks.
The San Jose Sharks.
Sharks in the water. Love it.
Frozen water.
Frozen water. Yeah, Sharks don't do good on frozen water. You know. Weird.
Canucks beat the Blackhawks 5-2. I went to a Blackhawks game, and I think I went to the only Blackhawks game that they won.
Yep.
It seems like. I tell people, hey, I went to a Blackhawks game like a couple weeks ago. Oh, they must have lost, huh? Every person. Like, no, they actually won that game.
Not really? Doing well this year or something? Is that what it is?
I guess not. I guess not. I always assumed that Blackhawks were really good. Anyway, yeah, they lost last night, that's for sure.
No.
Men's college basketball, real quick, the important games, I guess. Notre Dame lost last night to NC State, 85-82. Central Eastern Michigan played. Let's just move on to the stories.
Yeah, good
call.
Here
we go.
Good call.
This is what I wanted to get to. Pickleball, man. This is for real.
You've had a lot of pickleballs. Pickleballs?
Pickleballs?
You've had a lot of pickleballs.
Zero pickleballs.
You've had a lot of pickleball stories. A lot of pickleball stories. There you go. There you go.
It's insane. This sport is just blowing up. More than I've ever seen a sport blow up. It's incredible.
Yeah.
The Association of Pickleball Professionals have reached an agreement with ESPN to cover 8 tournaments this year. Whether you like it or not, which I'm guessing they like it because everybody loves pickleball.
Yeah, that bubble's got to burst, right? It's got to burst pretty soon,
I don't think
like.
It's going to. You'll have access to 8 one-hour recap shows on ESPN2. And we'll be able to stream more than 200 hours of live coverage of pickleball games on ESPN Plus.
That seems
unbelievable.
That seems it seems excessive. Like, and I like it. I think it's a good game, but I feel like we're diving too deep into it. You know what I mean?
So hey, I'm playing my first pickleball match on Thursday night. Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So Friday I'll come to the show and I'll recap. I'll give you my opinion on it. I think I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
I'm always asking. It's like asking the crypto people. What is it like? Well, blah, blah, blah. They always kind of beat it. Is it like ping pong? Kind of. Well, what is it like then?
There's no definitive tennis, answer. Ping pong? There's no definitive answer yet at this point. You know what
it
I mean?
It is. You just got to get out there and play. It's addictive, man. Be careful.
Yeah.
That's basically the consensus I get around pickleball. It's kind of like ping pong.
You know.
It's got weird rules, kind of. The scoring's a little odd.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. So that's what it is. Oh, okay, well, that told me
be
nothing.
Be careful. You're going to get addicted.
Yep.
You're going to buy the paddles. You're going to get all the equipment. I was watching some people play pickleball the other day, just kind of trying to figure it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This lady went for a ball, and she dove for a ball pretty hard. Hit the court, made that squeaky noise.
What is that noise, by the way? What is that?
It's your skin. It's your skin staying put and your body going that
way. Like, it shouldn't make that noise.
Oh, my God. Especially if it's like a center in basketball. Like a 6'5", 250-pound guy falls on the court.
He's got some momentum going.
Oh, that is a raspberry that's not going to go away for
stands
months.
Stands up and looks like Two-Face. It's like, oh my God. What happened to your face? Did you just see? I just skinned
it. Why are those so painful? You could roll in it. You could break your ankle.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, oh, just tape it up. But you get a raspberry and you blow on it. Yeah. Somebody,
feels like the sun burned me.
It does, though. What is that?
But anyway, go on to the old lady that you saw take a just...
She got up, but the whole gym dropped to their knees because this lady, oh my God.
For a second, though.
Turned to dust.
For a second, though, she probably looked like... She probably looked like 15 years younger, right? That tighten that skin real good.
Pulled the skin tight on her face.
Boy, you look good for about, 10 seconds while you were just...
Damn. I look good in 1972.
Nice and tight, Grandma. I like it.
Yeah. Pickleball is a big deal. Look out. Hey, if you don't have a pickleball racket, get it now because they're going to go. You're like hotcakes.
Yeah, they're expensive right now, too. They're expensive now, too. Yeah.
Are you going to try it? You should try it.
What? I already got the racket and the ball and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Have you played?
Yeah, we played on vacation.
Did you like it?
It's fun. Here's the thing, though. It was kind of hard because there was, like, kids running around the course, and I didn't really know. But, no, it's fun. And Kiki whooped my ass in it. She absolutely just destroyed me.
I couldn't guess that.
Yeah, I think it was, like, 12. I said, well, okay, first one to 12, and then it was, like, 12-0. So, yeah.
She's oddly athletic.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's different. I'm telling you what, you go to hit that thing and it's like, I don't know, it's almost like hitting a bag of sand. Does that make sense? You know, have you ever squeezed a bag of sand? But no, because you expect that it's going to be like, I'm going to smoke this thing, but it's
not like a wiffle ball.
No. It's heavy and dense, and the paddle also has some like, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but yeah.
Exactly. Just like the other pickleball players. It's hard to explain. You're going to get addicted. Be careful.
Yeah.
Anyway, pickleball, big deal. Look out. It's coming in hot. ESPN is picking it up, for God's sakes. It's insane. One last story here real quick. Going to move over to NASCAR. Frankie Muniz. Remember, we were talking about him earlier this week. He announced earlier this month that he was going to drive full-time in NASCAR in the Menard Series this season. So it's no surprise it'll be followed by a camper crew. He's announced that a docuseries with the tentative title Frankie in the Fast Lane will follow him on the track and how he balances his new career with being a husband and father. Oh, jeez.
We don't need reality shows for everything.
Seriously, okay. Man. It's NASCAR.
NASCAR.
I'm trying to fancy it up. You know what NASCAR is? It's rubbing, it's racing, it's beer.
Yeah. It's going fast.
Don't bring the Kardashians into this, all right?
That's a good point. I don't want to see that crap. All right?
Anyway, hey, the series has yet to be picked up by a streaming service or network.
Yeah, good. I hope no one picks it up. Stupid.
You know what the networks are picking up? Pickleball.
Apparently, that's more riveting than...
Frankie in the Fast Lane, Step Aside, Pickleball's on. Isn't that's kind of offensive, isn't it?
Maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, when's the last time he did anything noteworthy?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Agent Cody Banks? I mean, come on now. I think that might have been the last time he did.
Is he in the show The Middle?
No, he's not in that one. He should have been, though. He should have been in there. Should have been, but no. Yeah, I don't think. The last movie he did, it's been a while since he's done anything. So, which I don't blame him. Dude, he cashed in on Malcolm in the Middle, and now he's just riding high. Did all that stuff when he was younger.
Now he's stupid rich and racing NASCAR because he's got that much money. So, anyway, Frankie in the Fast Lane, maybe a network, maybe the CW will pick it up.
I'm a bit distracted. I'm trying to find that body squeaking on the floor sound effect. That's what I'm looking for right now.
Save it for next hour.
I know. I'm trying to find it. I want it anyway. But anything else? Hey, should we talk about our picks? See if they've changed at all?
No, they're the same. I don't know.
I think I might have changed mine a little bit.
What'd you change?
You
didn't change anything. You're just saying that to cover your ass.
I think it's going to be Eagles and Bengals. I think the Eagles are going to get it, man.
I don't know.
I think they're going to get it. I don't think the 49ers can do it. I don't think they can stop Jalen Hurts.
Why? No, you just don't like the 49ers. There's a difference between a team being good and
okay.
A team that
look,
you don't
I
like.
Will I will agree with you on that. I do not like the 49ers. Like
See,
I don't. But
that's way in the
No. Cuz here's the thing. I would rather it be Bengals and 49ers cuz I think the Bengals have an easier shot at beating the Eagle or the 49ers and the Eagles, but I think I'm changing. I think it's going to be Eagles Bengals. Eagles, Bengals.
I don't know if you know what you're talking about.
Oh, really? I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna hit a pickleball right in your face.
Just cheering for the Packers.
I'm gonna hit a pickleball right in your face, and then you are gonna go across the floor. All right.
That will hurt. I don't want that.
It's pickleball to the face. Then right across the floor.
Oh, closed casket. That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly. You will be unrecognizable. All right. All right. So yours is the same then. Yours is the same. That's fine. And then
mine's
pickleball
the
and Frankie Muniz. Whatever.
Coming up next hour, pro football, Kansas City Chiefs. It's a good story around it. So.
Good, because this sports was garbage. It was terrible.
You know what? Just shut the hell up. Hit the button.
All right, are we done? Okay. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the danger zone, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Morning, buddy. It's 7:26. Again, don't forget to find us on YouTube, Twitch. We're all over the place. Hang out, have some fun, get in on the conversation. Zarkathius and Hate Brock Hunter is on, already doing their fun stuff, getting in on it. So, yeah. Anyway, with that said, broadcasting live there and right now with your sports. Let's do it.
Show for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you. Did I have a couple buds this morning? Apparently, right before the show. Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall Cool, Budweiser's, other great things. So you can drink responsibly and just have a good time with Bud Distributing. Whatever you're doing, watching sports, listening to sports, talking about sports, do so with Bud.
Hey, real quick, just skimming through some stories this morning.
Yep.
This one popped out, and I got to talk about this. This is kind of interesting. This has to do with college football, Michigan. Michigan All-American running back Blake Corum, probably heard that name a few times, got injured at the end of the season, didn't get to play with Michigan at the end, but he's coming back next year. He made the big announcement. But listen to this. Blake Corum reported his car stolen earlier this month in Ann Arbor. Police records show that Corum's camouflaged wrapped 2017 Camaro with his BC2 logo was stolen in a parking garage between January 13th and 16th.
Man.
Corum tweeted Tuesday that his parents bought him the car for him after he graduated from high school. Right.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Your parents bought it.
Quick to tweet that, weren't you?
Oh, by the way, my parents bought that for me. That's what it was. It wasn't a bribe.
Tweeted that with
college.
A big smile on his face.
Man, oh
yeah, my parents bought that for me after high school, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That was from my parents, not from the college that I'm currently going to.
Hold on, Division I top-tier running back?
Your parents
you basically took Michigan to the...
And your parents bought you that Camaro after high school?
Your parents bought that for you.
Brand new, huh? Oh, it's got the sport package on it. Okay.
Did you give them the elbow?
Did the custom wrap, too? They paid for the custom wrap, huh? Huh, interesting.
It's pretty expensive to do that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Yeah.
What are your parents driving in?
Ford Fiestas. Both of them.
It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, crazy story. So if you've seen a camouflage Camaro, 2017 wrap camouflage. Yep. It's got a BC2 logo on it.
They probably took the wrap off. If it was a professional job, that wrap is off, man. Yeah, that thing's gone.
Long gone.
Thing's gone, man.
Anyway. Interesting story there. Yeah. Corum's car is stolen, so. Moving on. Hey, you want to relive the pickleball story again? Because that's such a huge story. And then we're going to end with pro football.
I mean, yeah, if you want to.
I have to. Pickleball is awesome, man. And you know what? Everybody's talking about it. I get to play a pickleball match tomorrow. I've never picked up a pickleball racket.
Who are you going with? Gathright?
Yeah. Yep. I think maybe. Maybe he's in dumb, but no, Caleb.
Oh, okay.
Invited me. And he's like, hey, man, I got the rackets. I got the people. He's like, just show up. So here we go.
I'd like to actually. So Kiki and I have played, but it was just horsing around on a court.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Not playing pickleball with you. That's for sure. No,
why not? Because you're scared.
Because
I'm tall and I'm quick.
Just because you're tall doesn't mean you're athletic. We've seen a lot of tall guys.
You know what? It means
athletic.
A lot in sports like this. Yeah, reach is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, when I'm putting backspin on that pickleball, it doesn't matter how much
you're not putting.
I would work you on a pickleball court. All right. I would work you, son.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're too gangly. Yeah. You're too gangly for a sport
like
that.
You're too gangly. That's the advantage of it.
No. You overcompensate.
It's, you'd be like, oh, you're too tall to play volleyball. Said nobody ever.
Just because you're tall doesn't mean you're going to. I'll spike that volleyball in your face, too. Watch out.
Oh, my God. You can't even. You could not spike a volleyball, period. Shut up.
Oh, I can't wait to spike a volleyball in your face.
A spike, you'd have to put arc on it.
Yeah, is that what it was?
You're not spiking it straight down, period. I would love to see that.
I am average height, and I guarantee I will spike that ball.
I will hold the ball up, and I want to see if you can hit down on it.
Oh, my God. I will, dude. What do you think? I'm 3 foot four?
On a non-sagging
neck. How tall do you think I am?
Like 5'1".
I will beat you in tetherball. I will beat you in volleyball. I will beat you in racquetball. I will beat you in pickleball, anything with a ball in it.
Soccer. That's what you should. You're low to the ground.
Yeah,
quick.
You got the chest for soccer. That's why you played. Why you're so good before. Yeah. And the only reason you were good back then is because you were taller than everyone else. That's it. You know what? You've been hanging.
I grew fast.
You've been hanging your hat on that height forever. That's it.
I was like 6'3" in sixth grade. It was ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sure all those other kids were that terrible. Yeah, when you got the freak of nature over here.
That was an ogre.
I'm more excited, and all joking aside, I'm more excited to see how sore you are on Friday.
Probably won't even be able to move.
Yeah.
It's a smaller court, but I'm going to be moving around.
But it's quick steps. Quick steps. Yeah. That's what you got to keep in mind. It's like racquetball, but just open. That's. So.
Hey, anyway, to the story, real quick. Pickleball reached an agreement with ESPN to cover 8 tournaments this year. Whether you like it or not, ESPN2 is going to do some coverage as well, like one-hour recap shows. Yep. And it'll also stream more than 200 hours of live coverage of pickleball on ESPN. It's amazing.
I'd expect that from ESPN 8, The Ocho, but just Ocho. Regular. It's huge right now. And folks, it's kind of like bags. You know how cornhole got just massive, and it still really is. And they went kind of crazy with it, and then it died down. That's what pickleball is going to do.
Is it going to die down, though?
It will, because what's going to happen is too many people are going to get into it, and it's going to water down the sport.
Everybody wants to play pickleball. Yeah.
Have you seen the price of the rackets now? You could have probably bought an entire pickleball facility 5 years ago for $100, all right? And now, now it's gold,
that's
man.
Gold.
It's gold.
That's pure gold.
Yeah.
Hey, if it's that much fun, and if it's as much fun as everybody says, I'm on board.
Here's why it's fun. And this is what I've explained before. It's fun because the everyman can do it. You don't need to be like a top-tier athlete to do it. So if you want to get out and do some, like, tennis, you kind of got to be, you know, fairly athletic to really play.
Running around.
Pickleball, it's way less intense than tennis. Not saying you can't, get a good sweat going, but you're not.
It's screaming every time you hit the ball.
Yeah, it's more like a.
So it's so big and so important nowadays. Golf courses are turning their tennis courts into pickleball courts everywhere. It's a pickle nation, man.
Hunter, please, tonight when you're playing, is it tonight? Is that what you're doing?
Tomorrow night
when you're when you're playing, can you just let out some tennis grunts while you're just? I'm just watching.
Ooh, I might be able. You know what? I could probably pull that off because I'm a first timer.
Yeah,
like somebody's gonna have to pull me aside. Like, hey,
we don't do that here.
It's not in pickleball, man. That's tennis.
We don't do those here. Oh yeah. These two people playing tennis. We're having sex.
It's big. It's a big deal.
It is. It's huge. And the fact that ESPN is picking it up, I mean, hell.
Craziness.
LIV Golf is only getting the CW, for God's sakes. I mean,
seriously? Think about that. It's a good thing to think about.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
LIV with billions of dollars. Nope. Pickleball.
Hold on. Look at this. Hey, Brock, Hunter said Brock going to beat Hunter's balls. It is. I can't say that last part. It's inappropriate.
Hey, you know what? I'm interrupt my sports report with nonsense like that. All right. Moving on.
Nonsense. Yes, go on. Go on, Hunter.
Pro football.
Uh-huh.
That's what I wanted to get to. Kansas City Chiefs, listen to this, opened up as favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals at the AFC Championship.
Why?
Wait, just hold on. When betting lines went up on Monday, but apparently the big rollers, clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack.
Clickety-clacking. the big brothers in Vegas didn't like the look of Patrick Mahomes' ankle. They don't like it. It's all battered and bruised up. They didn't like the ankle injury sustained in their win over the Jaguars. So much money came in on the visiting Bengals that the line went from the Chiefs favored by 1.5 to the Bengals now favored by 1.5.
You know,
so it switched.
And I'm sorry, but just because of his ankle, I think the Chiefs are overrated this year. And I've talked about this. Are they still a great team? Obviously, okay? But you look at their season, they have had a lot of one-score games, close games, even against the Jags. And everyone said, well, Mahomes went out. Not for the whole game. And you still had Henny march down the field. The Jags could not compete and were not as nearly a high-caliber team.
Here's the reason. Okay, if I'm betting
trash,
money on this
man.
Game, if I'm betting money on this game, this is my reasoning. This is what's going on in my head. Patrick Mahomes, even if his ankle is just a little, if it's giving him a little twinge, it's still there, you know? And the Bengals' defense, if those two things, the Bengals are going to take care of him anyway, defense was. The Bengals' defense is ridiculous, guys.
Yeah, they are really good.
I don't think people are talking about it enough as far as what this defense is doing. It's if you can't score, you can't win.
Yeah.
Period.
And with Joe Burrow, and that's actually a really good point, Hunter. You got
and then you have Burrow on the other side.
Yeah, and he kind of takes all the attention, like quarterbacks do lots of times. But you're right. The defense has been holding steady for the Bengals, and then you got Joe Burrow coming, hucking and chucking footballs. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And you people saying that Joe Burrow's cocky, no, you're wrong. He's confident. There's a big difference.
I'm honestly a huge fan of Joe Burrow.
He doesn't say anything. He doesn't even do local press, I guess.
Yeah. That's why people maybe that's why you don't like Josh Allen is because he's doing too many interviews. He's like, I don't know.
He's
too nice.
It's not that I don't like him. I like Josh Allen.
He's too nice. You want a quarterback that's going to spit in your face. All right, that's what
kinda,
you want.
You know, I kind of like Burrow smoking the cigar at the end of the game and, you know, just like not.
No, that bothers me that, the Chiefs were the favorite up until Mahomes' ankle. I don't think they're all they're cracked up to be. And I think
honestly, even with a healthy ankle, I don't know.
I'm right there with you. Would it be closer?
Defense,
absolutely.
Man.
Would it be closer? Absolutely. But I think the Bengals should have been favorites from the beginning. Mm-hmm.
Well, they are now. 1.5. Favorite 1.5. So are you putting money on the game?
Yeah, I'm going to bet on both of these games. Are you kidding me? I still got money on my app, man. You kidding me? Oh, I'm sucked in.
You know what's funny? I got the app. Which one did I get? I think you got like DraftKings or one of them.
I can't remember.
Yeah. But you know how fast I lost the $10 I put in there?
Oh, it doesn't take long.
I went right to the casino, though. That was a dumb move.
Oh, yeah. Don't do the casino. That's made for they'll hook you and then
you know
that's
what? They have live dealers, though.
Oh, yeah. You can do that. You can do that, but still, the house always
sucked
wins.
Me in. And it's live dealers? Oh, okay.
Do we really know they're live dealers? All right, it could be AI. We don't know.
It could be.
Yeah, live AI. But yeah, the casinos where, like, you'll lose money betting on sports. You'll lose all your money going to that casino for sure. So, but no,
all I know is that I'm $10 poor.
Yeah.
In like 5 minutes.
No, maybe Friday. I'll let you help me pick some bets. We'll do that before the weekend. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Sounds good. You can help me lose my money there that way. Yeah. That's what it is. Right. Then I can blame you. I can blame you on Monday. Like, I lost all my money, Hunter. Damn it.
Anyway. There you go. Mahomes, not favored by 1.5.
Good. All right, anyway. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.